Well, we planned to go to Mount Everest. We even got to the plane. We jumped on the plane at the airport at Kathmandu to head to Lhukla. Next minute, the pilot turns around and says, we're motoring back. The weather wasn't any good. The safety for them to land wasn't good. So all the flights had been cancelled. So the next idea was we could go to Mount Annapurna. As it turned out, Mount Annapurna is actually a lot harder than Everest. So did not realise that at the time.
Sandy Gershwitz is in her 40s. She's a mum, a former hairdresser, and she's been diagnosed with young-onset Parkinson's disease.
I was actually very relieved, extremely relieved, because I hadn't known what was going on with my body. My body was just doing really strange, weird things, and I was keeping it to myself initially, and then it got to the point that I had to really continuously ask the doctors about it. So when I finally got told, I was jumping for joy. I was so excited. It wasn't actually in my head. With having Parkinson's, I thought, well, what am I going to do? I wanted to do some walking and that, and a friend Shane said to me, well, do it. He said, you've only got Parkinson's, you can still walk and do stuff.
Then someone suggested she should join a trek through the Himalayas to Everest Base Camp.
I'm like, yeah, right.
But Sandy went along with it anyway. And despite a hitch with the weather and a change of destination, she achieved something she never imagined possible. Trekking through the biggest mountain range in the world at high altitude to a height of, well, how much was it, Sandy?
Hang on, I've got it on my top. What is it? 4,130
wow.
Metres, yeah. Everest is a slow continuation going up. Annapurna is going up and down about three or four other mountains to get to it. I don't think you can ever be fit enough and trained up enough. The fact that I was going slow made a big difference. And also stairs. Stairs are amazing. The shapes, the sizes, the length. I even climbed stairs that were like up to my kneecaps.
Wow.
They were that high and that deep. We'd get to the bottom of these stairs and we'd be like, I love stairs, Marita, we love stairs, remember that?
Oh, the power of positive thinking.
Oh my goodness, I think that's the only thing that got us through at times.
Tough. But the journey along the way was magical.
The scenery was outstanding, incredible. The townships, the little villages we went through, the people we met, the stories we've got to tell, is just so different, amazing. We, at the end of the day, we're coming through this area and it was like rainforest, and you're kind of thinking the fairies are going to come out, and it was like an enchanted woods. The dew was, coming down, and it was so beautiful. And the scenery varied so much throughout the days. We went from heat to rain to hail to snow.
Now, when you're trekking to Mount Annapurna Base Camp, the journey is important, but the destination is the real goal.
I was walking in and I was absolutely exhausted. That was probably, in one sense, the hardest day. We'd gone into snow, so we'd gone into about half a foot of snow and it was snowing as we were walking. But it was relief, got there and everyone was cheering you on, and it was just like, yay, I'm here, but it's just, hey, can you just sit down? The following day, on the way down, was the biggest day that I had done. Each day I had set off about an hour earlier than everybody else. That day we didn't, because we got photos in the morning and the sun coming up and on the snow, and it was pretty spectacular. But then we ended up changing the location where we were going to stay that night. But it meant that I didn't get in till about 9:30 at night. Others were there about 4 or 5 hours before me at least. And going down on snow, so because of that, I was being very cautious. And this was actually quite fun, actually. The guide that I had, Vikram, he held me for basically 12 hours. I ended up having bruises on my arms, like just from holding on, making sure I wasn't falling off the side of the mountain.
There was another element to this trip that made it even more special for Sandy.
I've never, ever been overseas, so... this is a massively big thing for me, and the fact that because I've got Parkinson's, I would never have done it.
Walking is great for Parkinson's because it releases dopamine, and Sandy says it helps her body to feel freer.
The after effect is massive. It really is a massive difference, and it makes it so much easier each time to get off that couch. I've always been one to kind of smell the roses along the way, and even more so since having this condition. I appreciate everything and every moment. So if I go back, or when I go back, I should say, we're going to do it the Parkies way. You know, it doesn't matter what you've got, whether it's Parkinson's, any condition or disease, power of the mind is amazing. And the support around you is just a matter of, yeah, one step in front of the other and giving it a go.